You are now listening to the Autoimmune Doc Podcast with Dr. Taylor Crick. Dr. Taylor is an expert in helping those suffering with autoimmune disease, and he himself has autoimmune disease. Autoimmunity is rampant today. The purpose of this podcast is to educate about the underlying causes and natural solutions to halt autoimmune disease progression. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. For more information from Dr. Taylor, visit www.autoimmuneeducationacademy.com. Without further ado, here's your host, Dr. Taylor Crick.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Doc Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Taylor Crick, and I love explaining the mechanisms that underlie, you know, the physiology behind autoimmunity and chronic disease. I think that everybody knows that it's continued to increase, the incidence of chronic disease, the incidence of weird other diseases like sudden adult death syndrome or just even autism or allergies, asthma, you know, things that are just increasing in prevalence. Autoimmunity certainly at the top of those lists. And I love just learning about and explaining the mechanisms behind that. When you understand your mechanisms, the solutions become obvious or at least more self-evident. So today's episode is about how to empty your toxic bucket. So that's a really good example is that when you understand the mechanisms like we went through in the last episode, when you understand a little bit about liver, when you understand a little bit about methylation, when you understand a little bit about drainage pathways or your lymphatic system or, you know, whatever the case is, that's important because that's everything that we're going to talk about today is how all those mechanisms fit together. I'm getting the opportunity again to record this episode midday because I had somebody cancel an appointment. So that's been really actually fairly convenient because I don't usually have this time in the middle of the day to record my podcast. So I'm trying to bang this one out. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, I mentioned in the last episode about a little bit about what I do and how I'm in the middle of, you know, seeing patients. That's what I do all day. Today's a great example. So I want to talk about it because I'm super proud of it. I'm seeing everybody that I'm seeing today is the kid of one of my existing patients. So I have four appointments today, the fifth one canceled. One of them is 90 minutes. So that doesn't sound like very many, but it takes my day for sure. But yeah, so they're all kids of my adult patients. And then the one that canceled is actually an adult. But it was funny because we were looking at the schedule and her kid came in first and then the mom came in. So all referrals, half virtual, half in person. But we do see a lot of kids, but it's also just the utmost honor to me. And I'm proud of the fact that people bring their kids in after working with me as adults. They're like, okay, I need to bring my other family members. I need to, you know, refer people. That's how my entire practice is built. Aside from this podcast and aside from our Instagram, we don't do any marketing. I don't do any marketing. I don't even consider this marketing. I consider it education. I do a lot of education on Instagram and on my YouTube channel and on this podcast. I like educating people, but we don't do any marketing or advertising, so we're all referral-based. So I also mentioned in like, you know, the first 10 episodes I mentioned at the beginning and end of each episode, share this episode with somebody you know with autoimmune disease. Share this with somebody you know who's working on detox, who has mold or Lyme or, you know, some chronic long COVID, some chronic unexplainable rheumatologic autoimmune whatever disease or diagnosis or symptoms, and share this episode with them. So this episode is all about how to empty the toxic bucket. So you have to know what your toxic bucket means. We talked about that in the last episode, saying that just the toxic bucket theory really explains a little bit of everything with regards to detoxification. You know, either the bucket is still filling from somewhere or you haven't emptied it yet if you're not getting better. But that's how you get better when you have a toxin or an environmentally induced illness. So let's talk about that real quick. If your bucket is full, let's say, and you move to a different house, you may have stopped filling the bucket. But if you just carried that bucket from one house to another bucket, is that bucket empty? No. So this episode is all about detoxification. How do you detox? What products do I use? How do I put them together? Protocols, you know, and there's going to be a zillion things. So it's not going to be like, hey, I use this protocol or I use these combo of things. It's going to be all of those mechanisms that are customized and unique and personalized for each person. So I'm going to talk about liver detox. I'm going to talk about sauna. I'm going to talk about, you know, the different supplements and products that we use, because there's a lot of them. I'm going to talk about brands, etc. So let's go through the drainage pathways, you know, the exits of how can things get out of your body. So breathing, and I'm going to go through this and start talking about, you know, what are the things that we do for those. So last episode, I talked about the exit strategies or the exit pathways or the drainage pathways, which are breathing. You get rid of toxins through your breath, like a roadside sobriety test where you're breathing alcohol. Breathing, pooping, peeing, and sweating. And I talked about in the last episode how you don't want to speed up, like you're breathing too much. You don't want to be pooping too often. You certainly want to be pooping enough, and you know, you want to be pooping maybe a little bit more than you probably are even. But it's same with peeing. You don't really want to speed those up. But sweating, definitely, absolutely, big time, really important for emptying your bucket. So let's start with breathing. I don't use much for breathing support. Sometimes I will have people nebulize certain things like glutathione, or, you know, just recommend or just educate them on essential oils or different things for their lungs. But generally, it's not for a detox strategy, not for a detox pathway. It's more for like, how's your bucket getting filled? Because the lungs are an important barrier to toxins, especially airborne toxins. Peeing, again, I don't use much for peeing. Now, sometimes I do use like some kidney support, certainly. And I do think that kidney and the lymphatics are really, really important, you know, just for those pathways. And I'll talk about those pathways in a little bit with regards to lymph and stuff. But again, generally don't do much for peeing. I'll do, you know, some electrolyte supports. Sometimes also with mold or with toxicity, people have water retention issues, like with anti-diuretic hormone. A lot of times they pee very frequently, or they drink a ton of water and it just flows right through them, and they're dehydrated on a cellular level. So sometimes we use electrolytes or molecular hydrogen or something for that, but not very often. Kidney care, you know, is one of the only things I use. KL kidney is another one. But again, I have some of these, you know, listed down below. But so that's, and then pooping is so crucial that it needs to be its own episode, right? But there's so much that we need to do for gut and for detox. We need to balance the microbiome. But more than anything, the point here at the beginning of this episode is just that you need to be pooping regularly. So I'll use some products like Bowel Mover from Cellcor or Motility Pro from Ortho Molecular. I'll use both of those just to make sure that people are pooping. I'll also use TENS units, things like that. Sauna is another one that's really good for detoxification. So like yesterday, I saunaed. The day before, I saunaed too. I don't do it every day, but both of those days, the heat index here the last 2 days has been over 110. So it's like, I don't really think I needed a sauna. I think on Tuesday, the reason I saunaed was because I never went outside. So I forgot how miserable it was outside. Then the next day I went outside for lunch, and then I was like, why am I going to sauna today? But so saunas are great, and any saunas will do just as far as stimulating sweat. Now, we sell TheraSage travel portable saunas that I think are phenomenal. That's not what we use in our clinic. We have a Clear Light Jacuzzi Sanctuary Plus, I think it's called, here in our clinic, that's full spectrum infrared and low EMF and all the things, but sauna, you know, coffee enema. So I want to keep talking about some of these things other than before I go into products. So for these drainage pathways, sauna helps the sweat. For the liver and gallbladder, that's kind of a next one that we talked about. I thought I had these notes in a little bit better order, but we're still talking about drainage pathways before I really get into a lot of supplements. So what else can you do for these drainage pathways? Sauna is really great. Coffee enema, again, is another thing. That the goal of coffee enema is not just to clean out your bowels with coffee. The goal is the coffee stimulates nicotinic receptors on the gallbladder and liver, and especially gallbladder, that cause the gallbladder to contract, and that ejects bile. So you're flushing bile through the common bile duct and keeping that bile duct open. Actually, one of my, you know, kid patients that I was just with, I think she's like 19, but she had done a stool test previously with another practitioner and she just got a stool test back with me, and she had fat in her stool and low digestive enzymes. So my theory is that at age 19, I don't think she has gallstones necessarily, but I think she has some bile sluggishness or some obstruction of her common bile duct that's not allowing digestive enzymes and not allowing bile to flow through. So you need bile because it has those toxins in it and it's trying to get rid of those toxins. So coffee enema. Another thing for the liver, when we're talking about like lifestyle stuff, I think maybe that's why, how I had this separated. I should have done my notes a little bit better, but lifestyle stuff, sauna, coffee enema. There's other liver flushes too. Like a very famous one is the Holda Clark liver flush with Epsom salts, and there's a few other components to that, some olive oil, some different things. And generally people will poop out a lot of little stones. And so it's kind of nice for, it's not nice, but it's like nice for people when they can see that something's coming out. They love that. People love that. So when you see that you're pooping out stones, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm pooping out gallstones. They are not gallstones. They're little soap bubbles of like that bile that there's like a saponification process with fat and different things, but you can Google image this, Google image Epsom salt liver flush, and you can see where people have collected their stones in a strainer, but it really does help flush out the liver. There are other flushes like that, kidney flushes, 10-day flushes. I don't use those all that often. I figure if you're willing to do one of these more invasive, aggressive flushes, then you're probably going to be willing to look at the underlying real mechanisms and do a supplement protocol or look at all the other things. But these things are like, for my patients, a lot of times they're extra credit. It's like, if you're willing to do these, they are not going to hurt. They are only going to help. Another one that you can do with CellCore products is called a 4-4-4 flush. And you could do that around a coffee enema too. There's a lot of ways you can kind of combine a lot of these things. There's some cool nuances in detox, like even the Hubbard. Like, I've always heard of that. I did not realize it was L. Ron Hubbard, the Scientology guy. But you take niacin and then you sauna. The Hubbard detoxification protocol is not an uncommon, detox protocol. But anyway, I digress. 4-4-4 is you take 4 Tudka, 4 Lymphactive, and 4 KL support, which are all 3 products from CellCore. You take 4 of each of those like 30 minutes before a coffee enema, and it helps flush things out like liver flukes or gallstones or things like that. So you want bile to be flowing. Now, I later on, we're going to talk about like some of the things that can keep bile flowing, like from a supplement standpoint, and I'll go ahead and mention them, but like phosphatidylcholine, taurine is huge. So we want bile flowing, but sometimes it's not just about thinning the bile or making the bile more watery or viscous. It's about flushing that out and getting toxins out of that bile duct so that it's less clogged up. So lifestyle stuff, another thing is the lymph. So the lymph, again, we don't use that much for peeing. We don't use that much for breathing. But for bile flow and for pooping, we do. And for lymph, we do as well. So for lymph, it's a lot of rebounding. Rebounding is my favorite thing. In fact, Julie, my office manager, could tell you that like I probably rebound not that many minutes, but every time I walk in the office to talk to her about something, I start bouncing on the rebounder because we have a mini trampoline in our office. We sell them. We have them. I've got one at home. We've got one here. First off, I love bouncing. I love trampolines. I'm kind of like a little kid in that way, but it's also good for keeping your lymph flowing. So a rebounder is really, really good. Another thing that's really good is dry brushing. So dry brushing, and you brush, there's a certain way that you brush and things, but the point of that is to keep the lymph flowing. So the lymph is one of your drainage pathways. It keeps things moving. It keeps metabolic waste products. It does, antigen presentation for your immune system. It's just very, very important that your lymph be moving. And exercise helps that a lot too. But rebounding helps in a different way by stimulating like the valves of your lymph system. Bouncing on a rebounder, really good. Dry brushing, really good. And then another one that kind of kills 2 birds with 1 stone, and that I have not done personally. Julie has, Ingrid has, a lot of people around here have. I just haven't. Is castor oil packs. I just asked Julie if she could order me one. Just from Queen of Thrones and from trying to make it not messy. I've heard that it's messy, but castor oil can help stimulate lymph flow, stimulate bile, help pull toxins out. And so there's a lot of interesting things from a lifestyle standpoint. But sweating, really, really important. Keep in opening up that other door with the sweat. So really, really good way to take pressure off your kidneys, liver, gut, with the sweating and with the sauna. So that's by far my favorite lifestyle one. It's also by far the most expensive of these that we mentioned. Castor oil packs, really inexpensive. Dry brushing, really inexpensive. Rebounder, pretty inexpensive. Coffee enema, pretty inexpensive. So all these things are really, really good from a lifestyle strategy standpoint. So that is what I want to start with. I started off a little bit discombobulated because I didn't have, again, my headings weren't that good. But those are the lifestyle steps for those detox and drainage pathways. Make sure we're breathing, make sure we're pooping, make sure we're peeing, make sure we're sweating, and make sure the lymph is moving and support, you know, kidneys, liver, etc. Now we're going to go into supplements. And this is where things can get a little more confusing because I have a lot of different resources. So here are the categories that I have here. And then I'm going to go into, again, a little more lifestyle stuff at the end that's different than the detox pathways. It's more about protein repair. I think that protein repair, things that have been damaged from toxins, are also really, really, really important part of this conversation. But a lot of what we do from a detoxification standpoint is supplement protocols and supporting somebody's detox, you know, their genetics, like we talked about last episode, and just even the things that I just mentioned. How can we support the liver? How can we support methylation? How can we support the cell membranes? How can we bind different things? And I think that we all know, if you're listening to this podcast, there are roughly a zillion different products out there that all claim to be great and all claim to be, you know, supportive of these things. And so, and I hope that listening to this, you can realize that, like, I don't have a lot of bias. I mean, this is obviously bias. It's the things that I like, but I think it also shows that I don't really play company bias. I take things that are very reputable, that are very brands that I trust, things that I've learned about throughout the years from mentors that I trust, and then I try them with people and get results that I trust. So there's a lot of companies that I'm going to throw out there, and I'm always open to learning more. But the point of this isn't to confuse you more. The point is to help you, because you're in this sea of supplements also. The point is to help you make some decisions on, you know, what you need for your physiology. Now, we also sell all of these things on our website. So, So let's first talk about companies, like big picture supplement companies. So like there's some companies that have a focus on detox. There are some companies that their focus is general on everything. There's some companies that their focus is on immune, and like Apex's products are all immune neutral, or all of the K line, the Karazian line, is all immune neutral, meaning it's not going to stimulate somebody's immune system one way or the other because they're good for people with autoimmune diseases. But Quiksilver Scientific is a great company with a focus on toxicity. Chris Shade, the PhD who started Quiksilver, has his PhD is in toxicology, I believe, and he studied mercury toxicity. Cellcore is another great one that their focus is really on toxicity, pathogen load. When a company is really focused on supporting detox and they gain a good reputation amongst practitioners and amongst clients, it's a good sign that they're helping support these detox pathways. So looking at their line and some of their offerings can really help kind of explain or understand some of your options for some of these mechanisms. Another one is Systemic Formulas. They have everything. So it's another one of those broad spectrum companies that does a little bit of everything, but they have amazing detox products, amazing focus on detox stuff. And really, I've always said that I think Systemic Formulas really has the best formulations of any supplement company that I've worked with. They're not that good at marketing and things like that, but really, really high quality products. Apex is another one. Orthomolecular is another one. They all make good products. Claire, Numedica, they all make really, really good products. And they're physician grade. They're not available on Amazon. They're not available at GNC. They're good, high quality stuff. Research Nutritionals, my gosh. You know, the list goes on and on, but those are some of the companies that I'm going to talk about with focuses. The next thing I want to mention is there are some like detox packages that are out there and that are available. Now, I'm not a big fan of like a 10-day cleanse. What we're talking about here is more somebody with big issues. And not to say that somebody with a big issues shouldn't do a 10-day detox cleanse, but usually when people come to me, they're trying to solve big issues, and a 10-day detox cleanse is not going to solve it. It might help, you know, but it's not going to solve it. So I think that the protocol from CellCore, this is just a personal opinion. I think that in the, especially like social media world today, it's not the most popular opinion, but like, I think it's a little bit overkill. I don't think that everybody needs all that. It's like 10 months long. It's really expensive. I do think it's really, really good, because if you put people on really high quality detox supplements for 10 months, they're most people are going to have good results. I mean, just in general, but I don't think that it's, necessary for everybody, and it's not customized or personalized. So I just don't use it very often. I use a lot of their products. One that I do use fairly often is called True Cellular Detox, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. But I'm not a fan of like package things, you know, like do my weight loss program or something. You know, a lot of chiropractors get into that. A lot of practitioners get into that. It's easy to market. It's easy to sell. You run an ad in the paper, whatever. That's not what I do. I do like very high level education and you know, individualized, personalized cases. But True Cell Detox, I just have not found anything that does it better. So like, it's a 3-month protocol that really combines a lot of the things that I'm just about to talk about in literally a very, 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 very like legit format and manner. So sometimes that's what I'm trying to do clinically. Then I use that protocol for that. So it's really, really good. So let's talk now about the drainage pathways. So going back to the drainage pathways, before we were talking about lifestyle, but now we're talking about supplements for those drainage pathways. So Quiksilver and CellCore both put a heavy emphasis on drainage pathways. So they have really good things for drainage pathways, and so does Systemic Formulas. So let's talk about them. So for the kidney, Quiksilver has Kidney Care. CellCore has KL Support, Kidney Liver Support, and Systemic Formulas has K Kidney. So all of those are really, really good. For the liver, you know, it's things like milk thistle, it's things like taurine, glycine, it's things like, you know, bitters that are really good for liver flow and bile. Quiksilver also has really good bitters. We carry their bitters. But for the liver, like Quiksilver has a liver sauce. Systemic Formulas has L-Liver, which has been around for a very, very long time and is a very famous liver-supporting product that's really, really good. And then again, CellCore has Tudka, which is a bile salt that helps actually heal the liver and support bile and liver. And then KL Support. So both of those can be used together, but those are for kidney and liver. Sometimes I will use other products like Metacrin DX, which is a liver support, Bilemin from Apex, which is a bile support, taurine, I'll use individual amino acids, I'll use oxbile, you know, there's a ton of stuff that I use. So my goal isn't to just be like alphabet soup of supplements today, but taking something from an herbal standpoint to support liver detoxification and kidney detoxification and lymphatic detoxification is important. Now with the lymph and bile, there's no labs to diagnose that. So there's clinical signs, there's questionnaires, there's things that we can guide us towards why somebody would need liver support. But generally, if we're supporting detox, we just want to make sure that all these pathways are open. Now, kidney and liver, sometimes I will see those on labs, and that's what leads us to be like, huh, wonder why your kidneys are functioning at, you know, filtration rate of 59 instead of, you know, 99. Wonder why your liver enzymes are 37 instead of, you know, 17. So sometimes we'll see signs on labs that lead us towards this. Sometimes I'll see signs on a history, like it all started when I lived in that dorm room that was filled with mold, or it all started when I, you know, drank this bad water, or then I had this surgery, or, you know, whatever the case is, like toxins, they contribute to almost every, they contribute to every health condition, but it's sometimes hard to tell. How do we know if toxins caused your health condition? There's a, there's different ways to know that. I mentioned a little bit that bile flow is really important. So like bitters, I use, you know, I already said it once, Quiksilver's bitters. I also will tell people, hey, you can just go buy bitters from the liquor store, and that works as well. I'll use a lot of phosphatidylcholine. So phosphatidylcholine, very, very important. And a lot of people have genes that they need more phosphatidylcholine. That's good for bile flow, and it's also good for the cell membranes, like we talked about in the last episode, that I'm going to talk about here in a minute too. But phosphatidylcholine or taurine. Taurine will help. Taurine can rescue bile sludge. Taurine can really be helpful for thinning bile or bile stone. So taurine. So those are the drainage pathways and some of the supplements that I use. Now let's talk about binders. Binders are very, very important for detox, for emptying your bucket. What they do is they, like your bile, I mentioned this last episode, but your bile, your liver filters toxins, puts them in the bile, bile gets dumped into the bowels, and then some of that gets pooped out. But bile gets recirculated, it gets reabsorbed. So it's called enterohepatic recirculation. It's a very common thing. It's not like an alternative practitioner thing. It's all throughout the literature and stuff. Enterohepatic recirculation is a well-known thing. And so binders prevent that. But here's the key. Every brand's got good binders, of course. They all have major claims, blah, blah, blah. Different binders bind to different things. So the goal is to switch binders. Now, I'm going to go through some of my favorites, but we often will switch binders and like utilize binders. I do think that's one thing that the CellCore, you know, protocol does do, is it goes from biotoxin binder to HMET, which is heavy metals and environmental toxins, and VIRAD chem, which is viruses, viruses, radiation, and chemicals. And they're all similar binders, but they add just little different things to kind of nuance them. So I'm more of a fan of like switching from types of binders. Those are all humic and fulvic acids. But it is a good idea to just switch things up. So some of the binder ingredients that bind different things, activated charcoal, probably the most famous. And a really good one. Now with binders, the quality really matters. Because charcoal is a good example of it's really, really, really adsorbent. So if yours came from China and went through 6 different factories and 7 different warehouses and all this crap, it's going to be tainted. There's going to be toxins in it. You want to get your binders and your activated charcoal from a really good source. But charcoal's a really good one. Zeolite is another one. Zeolite's a good binder. They will use zeolites in like oil spills and environmental spills and things like that, because zeolite is a good binder. It comes from, you know, one of the sources at least is from like lava rock, and it's a good binder. So there's liquid zeolites, there's capsule zeolites, etc. I'll talk about them in just a second. Another one is EDTA. EDTA is best known for binding lead, I'd say. Some of the binders that used to be more well known, DMSA and DMPS. They're still pretty famous in like the mercury world and things like that, but they're now, drug-controlled substances, you know, whether FDA-controlled substances. So now they're no longer available as supplements. A little bit trickier with some of those. Another one is bentonite. Bentonite, different clays, bentonite clay. Good binder. Humic and fulvic acids. Humic and fulvic acids, very good binders and getting very famous, largely thanks to CellCore, quite frankly. But they're really good at what they do, humic fulvic acids. They come from like, you know, they're soil-based, so they're like lignite extracts and different things from deep in the soil, but we can get really high-quality humic and fulvic acids. So a lot of these products that I'm going to mention in a second will have humic and fulvic acids as binders. Then there's other things like chlorella. That's a weak binder, but again, a natural binder. So a really, really good thing. And then like alpha lipoic acid is kind of a weak binder and just still does some detox things, but these things bind. I use the metaphor of like the claw machine at you know, Pizza Hut or whatever. I try to think of where I've seen a claw machine recently, but I picture Toy Story more than anything. It's crazy. I think that movie's 30 years old. That makes me feel really old. But the claw, you know, the claw going down and picking the things up. And you can have a weak binder, which means that, like, before your stuffed animal makes it to, like, the home where you're going to, like, get it to win, it falls out of the claw. So you want to take strong binders. You want to take good binders. You want to take them away from food. You want to take them away from supplements. You also may need mineral support because some binders can bind minerals. So there's a lot of nuance to taking binders, but it's a very, very, very important foundational thing to detox. So some of my favorites. Bind, B-I-N-D, pretty self-explanatory. That's from Systemic Formulas. That is probably my favorite binder of all time. It just has several of these things in it. It has humic fulvic acids, has charcoal as the main ingredient, has magnesium oxide to help keep the bowels moving, and it's just not activated charcoal. I think that activated charcoal is good, but I think that when you can combine it with some of these other binders, it's more broad spectrum and binds more things. Ultra Binder is another one that's kind of like that, that has a lot of things in it. It has zeolite, has bentonite, has gum arabica, I want to say. It's got just some other things that are binders. Bind also has something called Bayo. What's it called now? It's from the baobab tree, and it's called like Baobind or something like that. But just some interesting binders in some of these blends from these high quality companies. Another one is Z Binder that's from Ortho Molecular. That's a newer product. That has zeolite, but also has, you know, a couple other different binders in it. Zeolite's the main ingredient. I mentioned the CellCore binders, Biotoxin Binder, HMET, Heavy Metals and Environmental Toxins, and Virad Chem. Those are all really good binders. I use all those quite often. Mycopole is from Research Nutritionals. I like that one because it's one cap a day. So it's just like easy. It's a small cap. If it's a kid or something, it's just, or somebody I don't think is going to be super compliant, then that one's easy. I also use one called Cytodetox. Cytodetox is a liquid. So it's great for kids, but it's also a great binder. But it's got some EDTA, but it's a zeolite, a liquid zeolite. It's what's called a hydrolyzed clinoptilolite fragment, which is just a fancy name for zeolite binder. TRS is another one that I don't know anything about TRS except the fact that, like, a lot of moms have heard about TRS. It's in a lot of forums and, like, internet, and it's a multi-level marketing company. So you hear a lot of, like, yo, your kid has ADHD, they should try TRS. Or your kid has any issue, they should try TRS. So a lot of moms are familiar with it. It's for adults, too, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, that's TRS. I don't use that one. But Cytodetox is the one that I use. I think that that's most of the binders, you know, that I use. So drainage pathways are important. Binders are important. Then glutathione. Oh my gosh. I think that even in the detox world, glutathione doesn't get as much love as it should. You know, when I'm taking like continuing ed courses from some of my mentors and stuff, they're like, we use a ton of glutathione. I just don't see it that much like on Instagram and social media and stuff. And like, it's so important. I have people who respond just so well to it, like they just love it. My favorite one is Apex. So glutathione also, two things that glutathione does. One, the glutathione pathways, glutathione recycling, glutathione oxidation, there's multiple different pathways for glutathione. Glutathione S-transferase is an enzyme pathway. And then just, you know, actual glutathione detoxes many, 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 many toxins, like most toxins. Not all, like lead is not really detoxed through the glutathione pathway, but mercury, mycotoxins, pesticides, you know, most of your endocrine disrupting chemicals, they're all cleared out through glutathione, through cytochrome P450, and the glutathione is really, really important for all detox. They say that, it's said that an environmental compound will activate the immune system only once glutathione levels are depleted. Glutathione levels will be depleted by things like head traumas, toxins, mycotoxins deplete glutathione in a dose-dependent fashion. And it's like all these things deplete glutathione. So we need glutathione, A, for detox, but B, for protection. If your glutathione is depleted, then you're more susceptible to like a neurological stimuli, like a head trauma or a neurotoxin. You're more susceptible to a lot of issues. And it also protects against oxidative stress, which many toxins do, is they upregulate oxidative stress. So you get a lot of oxidation. So you have a high need for antioxidants. So glutathione is great as an antioxidant, of course, but it's also a detox pathway. So Apex is by far my favorite. So Apex makes a product, Karazhan formulated it. It's called trizomal glutathione. And it's called that because it's reduced glutathione, which is most common. You know, most glutathione you find on the shelf or something, it's going to be reduced glutathione. The second one is acetylated glutathione, which is not as common at all. Now, when there's an acetyl moiety on there, that supports methylation, and it's just a different kind of glutathione that's more for intracellular glutathione usage. So that's in there. And then N-acetylcysteine, like a decent amount of NAC, which is the building block or the precursor for glutathione. Now, because it has NAC, I don't think it's listed on our website, which of course is, you know, crap, but that's something that everybody's dealing with right now. But call our office if you want the Apex one, if you want any info. I mean, we ship it all over the country. It's just we can't list it on our website. But trizomal glutathione is a phenomenal product. I also like Research Nutritionals. Try Fortify Glutathione. Now, with Research, some of their products have soy in them, so there's soy lecithin in there to make the liposome. Apex is made with sunflower lecithin. It's phosphatidylcholine. But liposomal is really, really good for absorption. So Research Nutritionals has one. It's higher dosage. It's 450 milligrams of glutathione per serving. So if somebody just needs straight up a boatload of glutathione, I'm giving them that. But the Apex one is by far my favorite. Quicksilver makes another good liposomal one. They make two of them, or a couple different, you know, products with it, but good liposomal delivery. And then the other one I use is called G-Cell from Systemic Formulas. It's intracellular glutathione. And again, Systemic has nifty formulations. So there's a ton of stuff in this. There's actual glutathione, there's NAC, there's other things, there's alpha lipoic acid, vitamin C. But there's also like 20 ingredients that all work synergistically. I think the PhD at Systemic Formulas, Shane Morris, I think is a genius. And I just think their formulations are just really, really good. And I've used this one for years and seen amazing results with it. It's in True Cell Detox. It's also in Intracellular Detox System, which is like a combo of G-Cell and Bind that I use pretty often. It's in those. So glutathione, I think, is really important. Those are the foundation, quite frankly, to detox support. You got to open up the drainage pathways. You got to make sure that things are getting out. Then you have to take binders and you have to take glutathione. And I have like some videos on my YouTube channel reviewing studies showing that like sauna, glutathione, and binders are the most important things for detoxification. There's literature supporting that. It's also like if you've ever done a test through Great Plains Labs, like a mycotoxin test, it will say like binders and glutathione and sauna are really, really important for getting rid of this. And that goes for any toxin or really any toxin test. And so toxins deplete glutathione, so you often need glutathione, and then glutathione helps detox the toxins. So those three categories are foundational. Obviously, the drainage pathways, there's a lot to that, but binders and glutathione, I think, are foundational. The next are some of the things that I talked about last time. The next one is mitochondrial support. So again, that's another thing that's like a vicious cycle where toxins damage mitochondria, and mitochondria are needed to power detox. So it's just very, very common that we need to support mitochondrial integrity and cellular energy on a cellular level, so that your body can spit these toxins out of its cells. If there's no battery power for that, it can't work. So some of the ingredients that are good for mito, you know, go back and listen to episode 30, 31, 32, if you want to know more for sure, especially 32. But CoQ10, PQQ, a lot of letters, carnitine, D-ribose, any B vitamins, any magnesium, a lot of different, antioxidants help, you know, blood sugar things help. But from a supplement standpoint, those are some of the famous ones. CoQ10, PQQ, carnitine, ribose, B vitamins, magnesium, really helpful for mitochondria. Some of the products that I like to use are Systemic Formulas. Everyone has theirs. So Systemic has ENRG. It's quantum cellular energy support. It's pretty good. My favorite right now is probably Research Nutritionals ATP 360 that replaced their ATP Fuel. But ATP 360 has just seemed to be like working really well for people. Same with Mitochondrial Recharge from Numedica. Now, when you look at the ingredients of these Mito Recharge, it's like there's different targets. And I don't have them sitting in front of me. I don't want to go too far into it. But for me as a practitioner, I might pick Mito Recharge for somebody that has like maybe some brain-based stuff. And I might pick ATP 360 for somebody that has more fatigue-based stuff. And I'm totally guessing off the top of my head because I can't remember the differences. But there are differences. And when you work with a practitioner that knows the differences between these different products and like here's when to use one versus when to use the other, I think that's really important. Like I use, you know, all of these things for mitochondria, and I use like 8 different things for mast cells, depending on what type of mast cell presentation I think the person has. So just because mast cells or mitochondria are involved in your case doesn't mean that it's like go out and everybody uses the same product. So ENRG, ATP 360, the one from CellCorp, Mito ATP, Mitochondrial Recharge is from Numedica, Mito Core is from Orthomolecular. Sometimes I use like NAD from Quicksilver, or you know, just different things to support the mitochondria. I use a lot of B vitamins, magnesium, carnitine. I use carnitine all the time, tons of carnitine, CoQ10. You know, I use all these things. We've got a boatload of mitochondrial supporting products in my store. Now, another thing that just really ticks me off, hopefully none of this is you guys, but like on Instagram, we'll post something about like, hey, this is what, some of the things that damage your mitochondria. People are like, what can I do about it? Like, well, listen to the podcast and keep digging. All I'm trying to do is educate you on this causes this. It's like, if I educate you that nails cause flat tires, nobody's going to be like, what can I do about it? So it's just, that's just my little rant, mini rant. But there's all kinds of things that you can do and you can try. So asking on your Instagram comments is not like the most reliable place for a solution. The next thing is cell membrane support. So I talked about that last time, the importance of the cell membrane and how fat-soluble toxins store in lipids and how we want to turn over those lipids. We really need a healthy cell membrane. And it's another thing that, again, that toxins damage the cell membrane. They cause lipid peroxidation. And so you need to get rid of the toxins, but you also need to turn over the cell membrane because the toxins can be in the cell membrane. So omega-3s, very, very helpful for this. I do a lot of omega checks, which is a Cleveland Clinic, you know, blood lab through LabCorp, but it's looks at your omega levels. I do a ton of them. And like I'm about to go through one in a few minutes with this young lady. And like I remember her omega index is 2.9. We want it to be 5.4. And so that puts her in the high risk category for future cardiovascular event. Now she's 17 years old. She ain't going to have a heart attack, but omegas are very, very important. She also has an imbalanced omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. So I'm going to be educating them about the importance of omega-3s to omega-6s, not for the purpose of detox or cell membrane support, but just for the purpose of general overall health. And because her labs show that, but you need a lot of omega-3s. You need a balanced omega-3 and omega-6 ratio. You also need omega-6s. You need them both. You just want them to be balanced. Then the other thing you need for the cell membrane is different phosphatides. Phosphatidylcholine. Phosphatidylcholine makes up the majority of your cell membrane. So it's far more important than the others. Phosphatidyl inositol, phosphatidyl ethanolamine, PEA, and phosphatidyl serine. All very good for different reasons, but the main picture is you need good lipid morphology for your brain, for your neurons, for your mitochondria to function, and for all of your cells to function. So you've got to support those cell membranes. Then the last one is last category, and then I've got like others, but methylation and B vitamins. Now, this gets a little more tricky. There's a lot of info out there, so I am by no means going to tell you what you need to do, but there's a lot of info out there, you know, Beyond MTHFR and Seeking Health and the book Dirty Genes and like, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. So I do use a lot of Seeking Health products for this category. I haven't mentioned Seeking Health in any of the other categories. But they have great methylation stuff. So does New Medica. Great methylation support. I'll also use, I don't know, stuff from pretty much everybody for this. But methylation gets a little more tricky. There's a lot of genetics involved. I talked about that last episode, a lot of the methylation genes. And then sometimes, too, like you might get a genetic report, and two genes say, like, avoid methyl B12 and take hydroxy B12. And then the next gene down will say you need methyl B12 and you need methyl donors. So there's a lot of confusion even in genes. And there's a lot of trial and error with this also. So sometimes, you know, again, a hydroxy versus a methyl cobalamin, folic acid versus folate versus L5-MTHF. You know, those are different things that might respond better for you for methylation. But you need to have good methylation. You know, some other things, even when we're talking about these pathways, there's methylation, which is so important in the liver, but there's also glucuronidation. So I had a patient in last night that we've supported her methylation for a long time, and she's responded really well. She's done a ton of detox stuff in the past, loves methylation support, loves mitochondrial support. But I recently took her off of it because she was starting to get some anxiety, some fatigue, some symptoms. And I said, stop your methylation support. And within 2 days, she texted me and said, I'm feeling better. But last night, we were going over a stool test, and she had high beta-glucuronidase. That's a whole nother part of detox in the liver. So I put her on calcium D-glucarate to support that phase two detox of estrogens called glucuronidation. So there's methylation, there's sulfation, there's conjugation, there's glucuronidation, all those things pretty important that I talked about a little bit more in the last episode. So methyl supports, I don't have any to talk about because I already mentioned some, but a lot of times you need high doses of B9, high doses of B12, B6 really important for the brain, B3 really important for cellular energy. And just in general, in order to detoxify, you need a lot of B vitamins. So for liver to detoxify well and do its job, you need a lot of B vitamins. SAMe can also be really helpful. That's what is it? S-adenosyl methionine, I guess. But SAMe, and choline is a methyl donor, as well as, you know, it's important for bile flow and stuff. So there's all methylation, even if some of them killed two birds with one stone. And actually, I just had somebody, the girl I guess I already mentioned with the low bile flow, that I put her on phosphatidylcholine with a hope of increasing bile flow and hitting methylation at the same time. Then some of the honorable mentions that I'm just going to run through: carnitine. I use carnitine a lot. Toxins block carnitine. Toxins block fatty acid oxidation. So carnitine falls into several of these categories. Carnitine helps the liver. Toxins accumulate in the mitochondria of the liver, and then they block carnitine, and then that leads to an inability to burn fat, and then those spots in your liver turn to fatty liver deposits. So carnitine really important with detox, with liver, and also with mitochondria, because that's how all of this works. Choline, I mentioned just a second ago, so I'm not going to talk about that more. Taurine, good for bile flow. Glycine, you need a good glycine-taurine ratio. Glycine, important for conjugation. Zinc, magnesium, you know, some of these minerals. Zinc and copper need to be balanced. Magnesium is important. Molybdenum. Molybdenum's a missing piece sometimes when we're trying to support some of these detox pathways and things like that. Antioxidants, vitamin C, alpha lipoic acid, you know, not to mention all the herbs and different things like that, you know, that just support function in general, like flavonoids and stuff like that. But all these things help support your detox pathways. Now, again, I want to talk about true cell detox, because if anybody's out there just like, boy, I need to dump my bucket, but this sounds confusing, I think that true cell detox is a killer, killer protocol. So a lot of the things I just mentioned, it's in there. So it's 3 months. It's 3 months of supplements. So phase number one is called a prep phase. You're preparing your body for detox. You're supporting the drainage pathways. You're taking a liver support, kidney support, cell membrane support, methylation support, and mitochondrial support, and a probiotic. So you're preparing all those things we just talked about. Phase two, you actually move into detox. It's a body phase. You take glutathione with methylation support, with cell membrane support, with mitochondrial support, and you take two binders. You take a cytodetox, which is the zeolite, and you take bind, which is the charcoal product that also has humics and fulvics and some of the other stuff in it too. So you're adding two different binders. And then phase three is a brain phase where you're going a little deeper and a little more aggressive with a focus on the brain. So you do a week on and then a week off. And during the week off, you still take some supplements like the cell membrane, mitochondrial methylation support, maybe not cell membrane, but some of those. But then for a week on, you take higher dose, and then a week off, you don't, to get a little deeper into the toxins that store in the brain. Because that's the problem with a lot of these toxins, is they store in the brain, and they can store in the cells indefinitely, and they wreak havoc in those neurons and astrocytes and microglial cells in the brain. So that's kind of the purpose. Now, 3 months is not going to solve most problems, but it's a killer protocol. And for somebody that's looking to just, you know, kind of avoid confusion and empty their bucket, it is the best thing that I have found because it hits all these targets. Now, if somebody's very sensitive, I don't put them on that because I don't want them to flare, and we want to be more customized, personalized. It's you know, and this is also easy. You take a packet of supplements in the morning, you take a packet of supplements in the evening. So sometimes it can be hard to like personalize, but it's really, really good. Then the last thing that I want to talk about, I'm approaching 50 minutes here, so I try to keep every podcast around a half hour and try to keep them under an hour. But the last thing I want to talk about is just protein repair. And I'll be quick with this because it doesn't really empty the bucket, but exercise just increases the flux through your body, the flux of calories, the flux of protons and electrons. And when you're increasing flux through your body, you're going to empty the bucket faster, right? I mean, you're just getting things in and things out. So you know if you burn more calories, you're going to require more calories, but you're also going to push more electrons and protons through the mitochondria. You're going to pump more sodium and potassium in and out of the cell. It helps with everything. So of course, exercise is really, really important. It keeps the lymph flowing, stimulates some sweat, does all the things for, you know, recovery and rehab. But my thing is more about the protein repair. And so exercise is good, but my thing with this also is fasting. And what happens with fasting, the main benefit of fasting, the Nobel Prize was won for this in 2016. Elizabeth Blackburn. Yeah. So in 2016, they won the Nobel Prize for autophagy. Auto means self, and phagy means eat. So your body eats itself when you're fasted. Not in a bad way. I mean, obviously, if you fast too long, you're going to eat yourself. It's not good. But it goes and it eats up bad cells. So there's damaged proteins. Toxins will damage proteins. It causes protein misfolding. It causes like accumulation of gunk. And it causes like just all these issues with like amyloid beta in the brain or atherosclerosis or just oxidative stress or just all these issues cellularly. And you've got to go and you've got to repair those as you're emptying the bucket. So fasting does autophagy. Another thing it does is mitophagy, which is the same thing, but it's eating mitochondria. It's getting rid of bad old mitochondria, and then they get replaced with new mitochondria. Another part of that too that exercise does is mitochondrial biogenesis. You want new mitochondria all the time. So like an Olympic sprinter has a boatload more mitochondria than like a sedentary desk job person because their muscles require it. And so exercise causes new mitochondria. Fasting causes cleanup of old bad mitochondria or senescent cells, senescent mitochondria, which basically means useless, like they're not really serving a purpose anymore. Then there's also something called your chaperones, which, you know, sauna, cold thermogenesis help with some of this through, you know, uncoupling proteins, heat shock proteins. TUDCA and bile salts can help with different chaperones and the endoplasmic reticulum. There's all kinds of weirdness about this cellularly. But fasting and exercise are really, really important. Healthy diets, really important. I mean, obviously, that's more like next episode. How do you keep the bucket empty? A diet helps empty the bucket when you get bright colors and strong flavors. Bright colors and strong flavors help empty your toxic bucket. But the main goal with diet is to stop filling the bucket. So anyway, I think that I've gone through enough. Let me just recap this. So the first thing, based on even our last episode, is looking at those drainage pathways and making sure that all those are open. And that's where a lot of the lifestyle habits come in, or lifestyle interventions, I should say. You know, there's not a lot of lifestyle interventions that do binding or glutathione or cellular regeneration. But how can you support those drainage pathways? So, you know, you want to be pooping. So using like Prokinetics, using herbal laxatives, things, whatever makes you go, tense vagus nerve stimulation. I'm not a fan of those things, of course, but vagus nerve stimulation or TENS device, getting the bowels to be moving is really, really important. It is often the first step. Sauna, really, really good for sweat, obviously, but also if it's, you know, depending on the type of infrared, there's mitochondrial benefits to a sauna as well. Then getting the bile flow and keeping that, you know, gut, I should have talked about this when we're talking about pooping, but coffee enema for bile flow and for, you know, also clean out the bowels, but for bile flow is the main thing. Liver and gallbladder bile flow, the Holda Clark liver flush, the 444 flush, or different flushes or cleanses that are designed to like increase the filtration or the flow through the liver. The next thing is the lymph. So rebound exercise, you know, of course, but rebounding, dry brushing, castor oil packs, kind of combine both of those. You could use a castor oil pack for your lymph. That also helps with your liver as well. Supplements, you know, I talked a little bit about packages, talked a little bit about brands, but the categories that I went through were drainage pathways. So like supplements you could take for your liver, supplements you could take for your kidney, supplements you can take for your lymph. I don't think that I talked really about lymph too, so let me mention that real quick. There are lymphogenic supplements. There's really two that I use. One's Lymphactive from Cellcor, and one's called Seng, S-E-N-G, from Systemic Formulas. But if somebody has lymphatic stasis or like cellulite, or they feel bloated, they feel like their ankles are puffy, they feel like their hands get puffy, then we'll use a lymphatic supplement as well. But liver, kidneys, lymph, and bile are the point of those supplements. The next category was binders. So charcoal, zeolite, EDTA, bentonite, humic and fulvic acids, and the products that those are used in. The next one is glutathione. Very, very important. Apex for the win. Mitochondrial support is the next thing. The different brands, the different products, the different ingredients. Then cell membrane support. And then methylation support. And again, I talked about True Cell Detox because it literally has all of those things in a 3-month protocol. Sometimes you have to, you know, continue with the body phase, continue with the brain phase, continue, like go back to it, something like that. But all really, really important. And then other, you know, things other than methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation, conjugation, talked about some, you know, molybdenum, magnesium, zinc, like all these things are super important. And then True Cell Detox. And then at the end, talked about repairing some of that damage, which also helps keep the bucket emptying by exercise, by fasting, by stimulating autophagy and mitophagy. So that is a mouthful. I'm finishing in just under an hour. So if you listen to this whole thing, good for you. Give me a rating, give me a review, let me know if it was helpful to you, and share it with a friend or family member, or schedule a 15-minute phone consult with me if you'd like to discuss this further. But detox is important for anybody, whether they have long COVID, or they have known mold toxicity, or they have rheumatoid arthritis or MS or something that they don't think is related to toxins. I can tell you it absolutely is. Fill in the blank with any disease and it's related to toxins. Diabetes, Alzheimer's, fill in the blank with any disease and there is an association with toxicity on a cellular level. So with that being said, let me stop it before I go over my hour mark. Talk to you guys next time.